Welcome to Red Podcast, where we review the newest and hottest books on the market. I'm Lucien, and I'm here with Henry, Zach, and Madison. Let's get right into it. Our first question is for Henry. If you could change a choice made by one of the characters, what would you change? Why? How would the change affect the story as overall?
This change wouldn't necessarily be for the good of the book, but a change that would definitely affect the story is if he hadn't made the, what was it called? The thing that kept the water out of the boat? The spray guard? Yeah. If he didn't, if he hadn't had made the spray guard, he probably would have, the boat would have sunk because of all the water that would have gone into the boat, and they both would have died, Angelina, both meaning Angelina and Santiago. And so, yeah, like I said, if they hadn't put that on there, it would have majorly affected the story because then they wouldn't have gotten to America and wouldn't have had to face all of the obstacles that they did face eventually. And so I think that is a major event in the story. And so, yeah.
Okay, Lucien, I have a question for you. If you were writing a sequel or a companion book to this one, Red Midnight, which character, besides the current protagonist, Santiago, would you make your protagonist? Why?
I would say Angelina as the main protagonist, like dealing with the changes in America, because she was used to the boat and her whole country, but like now she has to like start all over. And I feel like if I started like when she's like in her like middle school ages, I
and
feel
like learning new language.
And yeah, like learning new languages and like dealing with friendships, that and like feeling safe overall, because she's never felt like kind of safe in her country. Oh, in her homeland.
I'm Zach, and I'm gonna be answering the question. Think of three or four songs you'd want to include on a soundtrack for this book. Why did you choose each song? The first one, I chose The Sound of Silence, because after Santiago's town got shot, there was no one talking at all. The second one I chose was Boulevard of Broken Dreams, because everyone had just been killed, and he feels so alone. Like, in the song, the author talks about he's the only one walks beside himself. And the last one I chose is Don't Worry, Be Happy, because even though they're on a boat without that much food, they're trying their hardest to survive and playing games until eventually they do make it to America, and then they're just super happy, and they don't have to worry about anything.